Some on the so-called old right, like the libertarian Albert J. Nock, saw fascism as just another kind of statism. The nativist Ku Klux Klan, ironically, often called American fascist by liberals, tended to despise Mussolini and his American followers, mainly because they were immigrants. Interestingly, the hard left had almost nothing to say about Italian fascism for most of its first decade. While liberals were split into various unstable factions, the American left remained largely oblivious to fascism until the Great Depression. When the left did finally start attacking Mussolini in earnest, largely on orders from Moscow, they lumped him in essentially the same category as Franklin Roosevelt, the socialist Norman Thomas, and the progressive Robert La Follette. We'll be revisiting how American liberals and leftists viewed fascism in subsequent chapters, but first it seems worth asking, how is this possible? Given everything we've been taught about the evils of fascism, how is it that for more than a decade this country was in significant respects pro-fascist? Even more vexing, how is it, considering that most liberals and leftists believe they were put on this earth to oppose fascism with every breath, that many, if not most, American liberals either admired Mussolini and his project or simply didn't care much about it one way or the other? The answer resides in the fact that fascism was born of a fascist moment in Western civilization, when a coalition of intellectuals, going by various labels, progressive, communist, socialist, and so forth, believed the era of liberal democracy was drawing to a close. It was time for man to lay aside the anachronisms of natural law, traditional religion, constitutional liberty, capitalism, and the like, and rise to the responsibility of remaking the world in his own image. God was long dead, and it was long overdue for men to take his place. Mussolini, a lifelong socialist intellectual, was a warrior in this crusade, and his fascism, a doctrine he created from the same intellectual material Lenin and Trotsky had built their movements with, was a grand leap into the era of experimentation that would sweep aside old dogmas and usher in a new age. This was, in every significant way, a project of the left, as we understand the term today, a fact understood by Mussolini, his admirers, and his detractors. Mussolini declared often that the 19th century was the century of liberalism, and the 20th century would be the century of fascism. It is only by examining his life and legacy that we can see how right and left he was.
This is the end of the CD. The program continues on the next CD.